Hey there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines to hold it all together. This is Motivation Monday, and today we're talking about how you're already doing enough as a mom, and I am going to prove it to you. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours, still let you show up as mom each day and every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th. Today, I've got a little kick in the pants for you. Are you feeling guilty for not doing enough, achieving enough? Stop it. Are you listening to me? Stop it. You are not Superwoman. You have a house, husband, and kids, and you're running a business, plus friends, family, personal life, hobbies, working out, all of that. You do not have time to do it all, period. So you need to stop guilting yourself over that. Have you really laid out your time, hour by hour, 24 hours to the day, 7 days to the week? Have you actually, realistically, crossed off how much you need for sleeping, eating, showering, kid tending, beyond where your actual housekeeping and work tasks are? Pop those in there too. Did you just overflow how much time you have available? That's your answer right there. You're doing too much. The devil's in the details, and the data is not lying to you. No, you are lying to yourself, telling your poor brain that you should somehow be able to move at warp speed through your day to get all these extra chores done and then somewhere find the time for all the extra but I'm supposed to do it stuff. You know, like park meetups and dinner dates with a nice family from church, working out, talking to your sister, all that. Quit it. Unless you are willing to strike a bunch of the chores from your list, you do not have time to add more stuff in. You are already over full. Simple logic. What you currently have displaces what you might want to put in there, which means you've got to make a choice. Are you done living like this? Are you ready to ditch the daily frazzle yet? Are you willing to step forward into your new life? It's the one where you have time to hear yourself think, to go for a 40-minute walk by yourself, to clear the business client worries from your day, and to make a special treat for your kids just because you wanted to see their faces when you announced cookies. That life. It's time to ditch that hustle mode helping that comes with the standard business advice you're getting as a mom because you are a mom, not a 20-something who's got 50 hours a week to work on your business and do tons of self-care on top of that. Can you imagine what your life would be like, though, 6 months from now, if you were able to show up like the mom you are, not the 20-something they think you should be? That's my jam. Five kids in a business, remember? That is absolutely what I am going to help you do. And look, sometimes we need the inspirational example from the top of the mountain perspective to show us what we're striving for as mompreneurs. Sometimes we just need a helping hand to get up over the next rock face. So here is your dose of productivity encouragement today. From where I'm standing, I get to know that every single work block of every single business day is doing something that is super important for my business, and it's moving the needle because I already chose only the most essential to-dos to populate my to-do list. I get to relax in the knowing that half my food prep for tonight is already done, courtesy of my middle schoolers and teenagers. So it doesn't matter if I work and then work out right up until supper. It's going to be quick. 20 minutes, it'll be done on the table. I get to leave Fridays as half days because I know I function so much better when next week is all planned down to which recipes when, the groceries are gotten, and I've caught up with family members on Skype because the human connections are important too. And I even get to shift my work hours up and down based on whether we're about to start the semester with a new ninth grader, plus all the transcript planning that goes along with it. Or I've just graduated a 9-year-old from the needs mommy to read everything to me level of schoolwork. Ah, what freedom. This is what's possible for me as an online coach with five kids. What's going to be possible for you when you start living like this? Remember, I'm right here waiting to help you because I've got that mountaintop perspective. Boy, is it great. And I want you to get here too. Because you do not need to stress yourself out about getting to the top of your business in the parenting life. Let's just worry about getting you to the next rest break, the next plateau on your mom life hike, okay? All you need is the next great spot along the way. The one that has such a great view, you want to linger, taking in the aspens for hours. With full and complete enjoyment, you chose this journey today. You picked this business idea to pursue with this set of family members today. So what's that next plateau ahead of you? Where are you trying to go in your work at home mom life? What's that next revenue goal? What's the next, if only I could get there, motivation that's right there in front of you? I want you to let me help you build the steps together, the practical nitty gritty ones. Help you scaffold your schedule to go there. Husband your energy to climb there, because that next level of your business is so, so worth it. And you do not have to sacrifice your kid time to get there. Are you running a work from home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that will still let you show up as mom each day and every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind, and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th, and I will coach you on our call. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.